As Donald Trump nears 100 days in office, Delaware's congressional delegation will be holding an in-person town hall this weekend. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
Congresswoman Sarah McBride, Senator Lisa Blunt Rochester, and Senator Chris Coons will take questions from the public, along with the governor and attorney general. McBride made history as the first transgender person to serve in Congress. That's made her a target in her first 100 days in office. She says she tries to ignore the attacks.
I don't think Delawareans are thinking about where someone else goes to the bathroom or what pronoun someone else uses. I'll continue to keep my focus on what actually keeps Delawareans up at night, and that's the cost of living, and that's building an economy that works for everyone.
Blunt Rochester also made history as the first Black woman Delaware has elected to the Senate. The town hall is on Saturday in Wilmington. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
It's been 2 years since the city repaved and narrowed part of Washington Avenue in South Philadelphia. Officials say, since then, more people have been walking and biking along the busy roadway. Jackie Weidman works on multimodal planning in the city's Office of Transportation and Infrastructure Systems. She says the city still needs to collect more data on the road safety.
What we don't know is, you know, have crashes decrease, have serious crashes decrease. So that's something once we have enough data that we will look at closer. But I think based on what we're seeing now, we would definitely say that the project has been successful.
The city's year two analysis shows travel times along the roadway have gone up. But Weidman says that's not likely a result of the road diet. She blames a signal change at Broad Street and an increase in commercial and residential activity nearby. And in sports, the Phillies head to Chicago for a three-game series against the Cubs beginning tomorrow night. And it's day one of the NFL draft, which takes place this year at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You are listening to WHYY News.